what do you see as you travel around and speak and write for Proverbs 31? What do you find that women struggle with the most when it comes to this subject?
What I see rise to the surface the most is angry words within the home with either their spouse or with a child. That's where they seem to struggle the most. They may be able to hold it together with the dry cleaners who just ruined their favorite sweater, but they let go and unload on the toddler who just accidentally spilled grape juice on the carpet. Mm. And I think the reason sometimes that we do that, Joe, is because our families have to love us. They're stuck with us. You know, they're our family, and it's that old familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes, you know, it's much easier for me to just let it fly when I'm upset with my husband than to do that with a stranger or with one of my good friends. Because, boy, if I do it to one of my good friends, maybe they'll go find a different friend. Mm. But I don't think my husband's going to go find a different wife because I just, you know, speak in a tone that's a little, you know, condescending, or maybe I bark at him once in a while. He's going to stick around. So it's easier to kind of let your guard down and treat your family in a way that you would never treat a friend or a stranger.
Mm. And yet you write in your book about maybe we can come up with some tactics to hold our tongue when we need to or not to say the things that we want to say. But actually, it's this condition of the heart that is at the root of what we're thinking. And it's not just about saying, but maybe we can condition our heart to think differently so that we don't have to be in that control mode so much. Talk a little bit about that and how God really already knows what we're thinking.
Well, that's exactly true. You know, the scriptures say that before a word is on my mouth, you know it completely, Lord. I mean, he doesn't just have a gist of what we're going to say. He knows it completely, mm-hmm. what we plan to say. And also in Luke, it tells us that the mouth speaks what the heart's already full of. So just trying to kind of attack it from the back end and zip our lips and stop things from coming out isn't always the solution, because it doesn't always start with our mouth. It first starts in our mind as we think a thought, and then it kind of migrates down to our heart where that thought takes hold and grows roots. And then, you know, when someone bumps into us, or my friend Lisa, our president at Proverbs 31, she'll say, when someone, you know, bumps into my happy and kind of, you know, knocks the nice out of me during the day, what's already kind of been in my mind and gone down into my heart is going to spill out of my mouth. So sometimes we need to not just try to keep our lips closed and not say something, but we need to work more on filling our hearts and minds with good thoughts and with positive things about other people, and not be so quick to always jump on the negative.